Track 13, Celebrity Spotlight. I must say, we're certainly learning a lot about different celebrities, aren't we? Who is it this time, Sam?
There could never be a portrait of my love, for nobody could paint a dream.
The man with the golden voice was born Terence Edward Parsons in Finsbury in North London in 1930. And again, as with many of the stars we have covered, he had a difficult early life. His father died when he was three and his mother became ill. He was fostered out of the family, left school at 14 and was picked up by National Service, becoming a tank driver instructor in Hong Kong, of all places. He had sung in public for many years and made many appearances on Talent Time, a radio rediffusion show in Hong Kong, winning every week he was on. He was offered his own one-off show, Terry Parsons Sings, to get him off Talent Time to allow other artists a chance. Now, after his discharge from the army, he returned to London to pursue a singing career. Nothing happened for a few years, and so he took a job as a bus driver for London Transport, driving Route 27 from Holloway. In 1956, he made a demo record, Polka Dots and Moonbeams, which was heard by pianist Winifred Atwell. Do you remember her? Well, she became an important influence on his early career. She recommended him to her own recording company, Decca Records, who signed him. She became his mentor, providing him with his stage name, Matt Monroe. Matt came from Matt White, a journalist friend, and Monroe was Atwell's father's Christian name. His first record, which was released in November 1956, was Everybody Falls in Love with Someone, a song which had just won the BBC Festival of Popular Songs.
Everybody falls in love with someone. Why won't someone fall in love with me? I'm tired of being lonely and walking by myself. Why won't someone come along and take me off the shelf? I envy all my friends and my relations who have two loving arms for company. Everybody falls in love with someone. Why won't someone fall in love with me?
Gaining exposure on Radio Luxembourg and becoming a featured vocalist on BBC TV's show Brand Parade, he languished with many other male singers who were all trying to sound like Frankie Vaughan by recording American hits for the domestic market. Now, by the end of the 50s, he and his second wife, Mickey, lived from her wages as a song plugger, promoting songs to radio stations. Peter Sellers and his comedy album, Songs for Swinging Sellers, liked Monroe's version of a parody swing single and used it as his opening track. Now, this was produced by George Martin, later of the Beatles fame, and George and Matt struck up a friendship that led to many famous film songs being recorded by Monroe. But before we come to those, and I know you're just itching to hear your favourites, well, let's return to our opening theme, Portrait of My Love, which was Monroe's biggest chart success, reaching number three.
Anyone who sees her soon forgets the Mona Lisa. It would take, I know, a Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn that paints the sky above to try and paint a portrait of my love.
He represented the UK in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1964, and his I Love the Little Things came second, but he heard Austria's sixth-placed Warum nur Warum, a song that caught his ear. He had it translated and orchestrated, and this became Walk Away and earned him another hit single in 1964. And so to the film songs. Well, remember we talked about Dame Shirley Bassey and her three James Bond songs? Well, Matt Munro had only one, From Russia With Love. And he isn't even heard singing it over the titles when just the music is played. His version is heard coming from a radio later in the film.
From Russia with love, I fly to you. Much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love.
His work with John Barry, who had taken over the Bond music from Monty Norman, ensured that Munro would have more film themes to come. Wednesday's Child from the Quiller Memorandum and that famous British film of the 60s, The Italian Job, had his On Days Like These. And, of course, the title song for the beautiful story of Elsa the Lioness in
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. It's time you look at a star. Stay free.
And now from the African savannah to sunny Spain. Matt Munro recorded in Spanish and released several albums, having a Superventus. Now that's a top sales hit with Alguien Canto, or The Music Played. And although he confessed to only being able to speak tourist Spanish, these songs and albums sold well, not just in Spain, but in other Spanish language countries. From the mid-60s, he moved to California, with its large population of Spanish speakers, and changed record labels to Capitol. He recorded a succession of not very successful LPs, which included This Is the Life.
This is the life. Here's where the living is. This is the life. Baby, you're there.
The Late Late Show, Invitation to the Movies, and Invitation to Broadway. He returned to London and George Martin, who produced his final LP, Close to You, and Martin said that Matt Munro was the finest singer he had ever worked with. In fact, Frank Sinatra is quoted as saying, "If I had to choose three of the finest male vocalists in the singing business, Matt Munro would be one of them." Well, that's high praise indeed for the man nicknamed the Cockney Sinatra. And so by the end of 1980, alcoholism and chain smoking were taking their toll. And in 1985, Matt Munro died at Cromwell Hospital in Kensington, leaving his wife, Mickey, and three children, Mitchell, Michelle and Matthew, or Matt Munro Jr. His recordings have continued to be played on radio and TV, and documentaries about his life is shown. Munro never recorded a live concert album, preferring the technical purity of the recording studio and wanting his public performances to retain an element of uniqueness. However, in the past few years, commercially released concert albums have emerged following remastering of radio and television shows and private recordings he commissioned. These include a 1967 cabaret performance from his first tour of Australia, a 1967 BBC concert with Nelson Riddle, a 1966 arena concert before 24,000 people in Manila, and one of his final concerts, recorded on the last night of his 15th and final Australian tour in 1984. Matt Munro, the singer, bus driver, the Cockney Sinatra, and the man with the golden voice.
Softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour. Oh, one more day. After all these, I can't bear the tears to fall so softly as I leave you there, as I leave you there, as I leave.
Thank you, Sam, and thank you to Tim for those clips. A real trip down memory lane.